Nutritional psychiatry is a relatively new term in the fields of mental health and food. The premise is that by eating foods that are good for your brain, you're also, get this, boosting your mood. Dr. Drew Ramsey, a psychiatrist, assistant clinical professor at Columbia University, and the author of the upcoming book, Eat Complete, sat down with me in New York to discuss the surprising effects good food can have on anxiety, depression, and your overall mood. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Explain how you came to this position of food as medicine.
I think this is what happens when you turn an Indiana farm boy into a New York City psychiatrist. So I'd always been interested in food in my personal life. For years, I was a vegetarian. I think like a lot of people, really focusing on eating to be healthy. And then I became a physician. I came out to Columbia and became a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about food in mental health or in psychiatry very much, even though we talk about a lot of compounds in food. Mm-hmm. And I think the moment for me was talking with a patient and needing another tool in my toolbox, and realizing food presents an incredible opportunity. The fork then becomes a really nice intervention for a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if I want to prescribe something really delicious and gorgeous and that connects you to you and your friends and family with great food. But you have to have a healthy gut to have a healthy brain. Mm-hmm. And besides the nutrients, there is this new cool piece of science about the microbiome, all of the bugs living in the gut, mm-hmm. which we don't usually talk about. I think this book is unique in the sense that it's weird to talk about bacteria in a cookbook in a positive way. So the microbiome are all the your inhabitants, your silent passengers, so trillions of bacteria in the gut, and they dictate a lot about our immunological system mm-hmm. and our mental health and brain health. So there's a lot to do with the gut and how we feel, and all those brain signals we're looking for, good moods, sharp thinking, lots of focus, lots of energy, that's all brain phenomena.
I read that you actually prescribe food to help people with depression, help people with anxiety. And being someone who suffers from bipolar, I was fascinated by that because I thought, maybe there's something else I can do on my own that's non-medical and non-medication to help myself.
Well, David, I love hearing that actually, because that's the exact intention of the book. What else can people do in their own lives, mm-hmm. you know, whether you have a diagnosis or not, to help us feel our best? Mm-hmm. And I think you already know about that. I suspect you, as a cook and a chef and mm-hmm. someone who loves food, there are those moments that you use food and you nourish yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's a meal that's good for you and you know it's healthy. Because the way that brain food works, and the way I think it helps people with a diagnosis or without, just trying to have optimal brain health, is that there are foods that are more nutrient dense. They have more of these special nutrients that our brain needs, things like omega-3 fats and vitamin B12 or iron. Mm-hmm. And when we're deficient in these nutrients, or when our diet is low in them, our brains just don't function as well. Take vitamin B12, it's a very good example. That just causes people to get depression. It causes their brains to shrink faster as they age. So mm-hmm. what are the top foods with vitamin B12? Shouldn't we be prescribing those for our patients instead of just saying, oh, you should take your multivitamin or a B12 supplement?
Right. And why not supplements?
I think the road to health is paved with food, mm-hmm. not with supplements. And so I'm all for, if you have a deficiency, if you have a specific condition, sure, that makes sense. In the winter, I give my patients vitamin D supplements because they're deficient.
Right.
But I also make sure that they know that mushrooms and oysters and other fatty seafood are the top dietary sources of vitamin D, because at every meal, I want people to be getting those nutrients. That's how you build a better brain. And also, supplements frighten me a little bit. They're mm-hmm. totally unregulated. You want to scare, go to the FDA website that looks at recalls of natural supplements. It's terrifying. And so for my patients and for my prescriptions, I really, you know, I like to stick with the stuff from the farm. You know, some people are big pharma, I'm little farmer.
Right.
So I think that's really where the best medicine comes from for the foundation of your health.
What are the most important foods to be able to get into your diet for maximum brain health?
Yeah, I have a little rhyme that I've been using for a while. Seafood, greens, nuts, and beans. And don't forget a little dark chocolate.
Right.
So the seafood is something that we see people missing. Just, this is your source of omega-3 fats. And if we think about what most eaters need to do, the average American eater out there needs to decrease their red meat and processed meat intake. And one great way to do that is replace it with some seafood, mm-hmm. wild salmon or wild shrimp, or add in a little ceviche here and there. There are great ways to do seafood. Mussels is one of my favorite, again, because there's so much nutrient density, not a lot of calories, and just 6 oysters has 500% of your daily need of zinc.
Right.
So seafood, leafy greens, of course, just because that's a great base. right? You swap out a lot of the empty carbohydrates you get from things like pastas or breads, and you can use some leafy greens and again, just lots of nutrient density. The nuts, nuts, first of all, they have 25% fewer calories. The USDA just released last year saying, whoops.
We made a mistake.
We made a mistake. They're actually not that many, as many calories in nuts. And nuts are just, they're a great snack. They are a great way to keep yourself full. They're a wonderful way to add protein and healthy monounsaturated fats to your diet. And then they're full of, again, all these phytonutrients like all plants are. So seafood, greens, nuts, and beans. Again, just more plant-based proteins and more great food for the microbiome. Mm-hmm. There's such a focus on and such a hype around probiotic supplements when really the best data about how to take care of your gut and your microbiome tells us if you eat more plants and if you eat more probiotic fermented foods, so that's kefir, kimchi, making your own sauerkraut, something. I mean, that takes cabbage, salt, and a mason jar. Right. Easy to make fermented foods. Right. So we want more of those in the diet because those natural fermented foods are better for your health than a probiotic. And people don't know this. The top antioxidant containing food is not the blueberry. It's the small red bean. So
right.
And
that's,
you know,
right.
Traditional Mediterranean diets, Portuguese diets, you just see beans in there, even in the stews with the meat. So like feijoada, right?
Yeah.
Great dish where, again, you have that flavorfulness of the meat, but it's not all meat.
No, it's not.
And that's really one of the goals, is really to help people move towards a plant-based diet, because mostly what we want you eating is plants, but to have what I call sensible seafood and mindful meat. We're going to be eating meat, be mindful about it for your own health and for the planet's health, and you certainly can do that.
When you're saying mindful when it comes to meats and also eggs and stuff, what kind of meat should we have? What kind of eggs should we have?
Yeah, so I really believe in the small farm. I'm from a small farm, and I believe that, boy, if you buy your eggs from somebody close, and you can do that now in America. Mm-hmm. That used to sound crazy. Now there are, by last count, 8,144 farmers markets in America.
Wow.
So you can shake your farmer's hand. So I like things that are grass-fed or pasture-raised, because when the animals are out like that doing what they do, when cows eat grass, the meat product's healthier, the dairy products are healthier, the yogurt's healthier. So I like things that are grass-fed, that are pasture-raised. Well, we're seeing that now. People say it's a trend, but you know, this is traditionally
right,
how we've always done it. So that's where you're going to get the healthiest products, in my opinion, for meat and for dairy.
Drew, it was a pleasure having you, and I look forward to reading and hearing more about your work.
Thank you so much, David.
Dr. Drew Ramsey is an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. His upcoming book is Eat Complete. For more information about Drew and to find his recipes for whole roast chicken with anchovies and olives, which I have made and it's fantastic, and mussels three ways, which I've also made and is also fantastic, head over to our website. You know the address, splendidtable.org. And if you're not already following The Splendid Table on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, why not? So go, follow, but wait till after the show.